Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insights. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome to The Grind, everybody. Welcome to The Grind, man. Today is the infamous Valentine's Day. Man, you are on the realest show ever. So, man, we want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody, man. Buckle up, because, man, The Grind is on. Tell somebody right now, man, share this out. Tell them that The Grind is on. For all of you that are on Blog Talk Radio right now listening to this, guys, you know, you're dialed in to 646-668-2564. If you're hearing this on the replay, guys, go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you'll be able to see or actually hear all of the episodes that we got, man. But guess what? It's Valentine's Day, man. We know we got to play a little bit of Mr. Green here. Little Mr. Green. What's up, everybody, man? That's that Al Green. Y'all know what that is, man. It's Valentine's Day. So, you know, we had to play a little bit of Al Green today. I know Pam is getting ready to jump on the mic, and I want to get started without her this morning. But guys, if you want to dial into the show live on Blog Talk Radio and press the number one, you'll be able to come on and say Happy Valentine's Day to whoever you want to say it to today and express yourself how you want to do it. Guys, we'll give you about 60 seconds to do that. If you just want to jump on and say hello, dial in 646-668-2564. Again, 646-668-2564, and you'll be able to do that, guys. This is the realest show ever. We're going to break some bread today. We're going to bridge some gaps. We're going to give real insight that's needed daily and some things that are going to happen today right on this fabulous Valentine's Day. But, you know, I want to play an old favorite for you guys. I remember back in the day, my next door neighbor, this is one of his favorite songs. You know, respect him to this day. Mad respect. He called his wife Candy, right? So I want to play this song, man, because I feel like a little cameo this morning, man. So let's do it. Let's do a little cameo this morning. Love this song, man. Y'all don't know what this is right here.
Just like I do.
thought, man, it's the GRIND. Great morning on the grind this morning, guys. This is the realest show ever. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of history here on the grind, man. We're pumped up. We're fired up. We're excited. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, I already said that to my wife, so I can say it to you guys. What's going on, Pam?
Hey, everybody out there in the Blog Talk Land, Facebook, IG, all of that. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy More Love Day. What the world needs now. You remember that song?
World
it's
needs.
Love, sweet love.
I don't
it's
have
not
that
just
one.
For some, but for everyone. Y'all don't want me to sing this morning, right? But great morning. Happy, happy, happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. And yes, we already said our Valentine's. We say that every day, for real, because you know what? Today is a special day that the world celebrates and everybody celebrates. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with adding a little love on a certain day, but you got to have love every single day. And that is what it's all about,
they say
right?
Every day,
right?
Yes.
So,
you know, and that's what we want. We really want to talk about that. This morning as well. Since it's Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about Valentine's. We're going to talk about
a little love.
We're going to talk a little love.
Y'all heard that song for real. I heard you playing Al Green.
I played Al Green, UK.
And you know, I said, look at my baby playing some Al Green because I grew up, we grew up on that, right?
8-track.
But I was
right.
My daddy, oh my God.
I
went
in the 8-track, but I remember the 8-track. My dad had a truck that still had it.
Yes, don't worry about it. My daddy had that Cadillac Coupe de Ville, right? And I used to be like, Daddy, can we play Al Green?
Play
Al Green, right? We pop that 8-track in and, you know, and listen to it. And it's always good to hear, you know, his music and everything. I'm sure Facebook going to end up blocking that out.
I told him, I said, I'm going to block it. That's okay.
Probably even IG, because IG be acting funny too sometimes too. So
yeah.
You never know, but hey, it is what it is. We had some fun anyway on these social media platforms, and it also remained on our actual show, right? Blog Talk Radio. So yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Definitely.
So you know, guys, we love you guys. Thank you guys for being a part of the grind this morning. We're a real time show. You know, it's Freedom Friday. Heck, every day is freedom for us, but it happens to be Friday, so it's Freedom Friday. We know that they're going to block things out, but you know what? If you're here, you get it live, and man, it's something to be said for showing up at the time, you know, and not doing the replay.
Right.
So, you know, thank you for all of you on Blog Talk Radio. Yes. Thank you all of you on Instagram. Thank you all of you on Facebook Live for tuning into the grind this morning. So we want to talk about Valentine's Day. We want to talk about love. We want to talk about what happens on this quote-unquote special day. We want to add a little spin to it.
Oh, we're going to add a little spin.
Yeah, we're going
to
add a little spin.
To Love Day, to Valentine's Day. All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. We're going to add a little
spin. We're going
to
add good.
You know, well, you know, we got to scratch the scab a little bit.
We have to scratch the scab a little bit,
open it up, you know, and make a couple people mad, and then, you know, make them glad again.
That's what we do on the grind, right?
It's not just surface. But here's the question that we really want to ask you guys, okay? Is it okay for you to really show your love to that special person in your life or those special people in your life just once a year on Valentine's Day in this special way? Or do you feel it should be like a everyday thing?
You know, absolutely.
It's like a part of life.
Oh, definitely. You know, when love is real, it's everyday life. You know, it's not just on one day that you show the love. It's just that the world has created this day to show more love. Mm. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. However, when love is the foundation, it's got to be an everyday thing. It's something that, you know, is perpetuated and grows every single day. Because one of the things that I know that we can definitely attest for is that our love gets stronger every day. You know, Nate and I, we love each other way more than we loved each other when we first got together. And that's what love is all about, because it's through the tests, through the trials, through everything that you have to go through together in life Mm-hmm. That ends up creating a stronger foundation.
Right.
Many times I was looking for that. I felt that string, but I couldn't really find that string. If y'all saw me kind of like, what is this? Right. But,
like,
but
where should you get a dark piece of hair from?
Right. But for real, when the foundation is love, you know, in any relationship, because sometimes, you know, it's not always that. If people get together for different reasons, for different, mm-hmm. for different seasons and things like that. But when the foundation is love, and then what happens is it continues to build upon that foundation, and that foundation gets stronger. So it has to be a part. It's a lifestyle. It's not something that...
Say that again.
It's a lifestyle. It's not something that you have to plan to do. It's something that just happens naturally, you
okay.
know, because of the fact that you love one another.
So you said some interesting things. You said it happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know for a fact there's some people out there with people that don't love each other, but they feel compelled to do something on Valentine's Day for somebody. And for all of you people that don't have a quote-unquote intimate type Valentine, you got other Valentines that you can show your kids, you know, mom,
parents,
dad,
right.
you know, the people, special people in your life that, you know, you send out those Valentine's Day wishes to. But who, because I heard you say it should be a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a lifestyle every day, you know, and then we really just put emphasis on more emphasis, as I heard you say, on today. And I see some people there saying absolutely you should show every day. Some people here are saying, you know, no, every day. I haven't heard anybody say that, you know, it should just be on this special day.
Right.
So everybody is in agreement that Valentine's Day is an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
And today you kind of like just maybe turning up to 10 or 15 or 20.
Turn up a little bit.
Turn up a little bit. So I think we're in agreement with that. You do special things and things of that nature. Me and Pam talked about this last night. We're sitting at the restaurant. You know, we're all booed up. You know, we travel today. So, you know, we don't have Valentine's Day. Yeah, we travel.
Well, tonight
so
we'll be
with
Valentine
kids.
With our kids.
Yeah,
our kids Valentine.
Right.
Okay.
So we got booed up last night. But for us, you know, we get booed up every day.
Right.
It's not really about, you know, one day we live the life that we dreamed of every day with each other. And it's like we're around each other all the time. You know, so we get to, you know, see each other, you know, touch each other and
some people don't
bounce things
that.
Off. And well, to be around any one person all the time, 24/7, is not healthy for a relationship.
Right.
But, you know, you need look, you need some time apart.
Yeah,
right.
We do get
you need
that.
Some time apart. We
absolutely.
Get that.
Yeah,
we get that. Absolutely. So, but some people don't want that. But when you got that special person in your life that you want to show love, this is the day.
Right.
So I heard a lot of radio talk about Valentine's Day. And one of the questions that were asked is, who is Valentine's Day for?
Mm.
Who is it for? Is it for the male or is it for the female?
Let's get some input on this one.
Yeah, that's what we want. I want to know.
Who
do you guys think it is for?
Who do y'all
mostly
think Valentine's
for?
Day for?
I want to know these answers. This is good because this is something that I'm going to tell you guys what I think here in a moment. I'm going to tell you what I think. And I'm going to tell you what I feel what's happened, you know, in society.
Let's see. Let's see if we got any comments. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got an advance over here.
I think
what we got going on. Should be every day. Okay, but who do y'all think?
Who do y'all think
Valentine's Day is for?
Who is it for? Who is Valentine's Day for? Is it for the man or is it for the woman? All right. So here we go.
We got silence.
Yeah, y'all.
Not the movie theater.
Y'all
we're
scared.
Silent.
Y'all scared of this day.
All right, there we go.
We got both.
Okay, good.
See,
we got some people checking in.
I see some safe answers
all right.
out there. Both. So I think that's probably going to be the general consensus for most people is
yeah.
that Valentine's Day is for both. But you guys know how it feels. It kind of feels like Valentine's Day. There's a lot of pressure on the man. Feels like, you know, it's like I heard on the radio, it's like, you know, and it's weird because when you hear people talk about Valentine's Day, it's like it's a rite of passage. Mm. It's like So now if this guy was, the girl didn't know if he was planning anything. He hadn't said anything about anything. So she didn't know if he was planning anything. And she was going to be so mad if he didn't plan dinner, and send her some flowers, and he hadn't alluded to it. So she was going to, you know, they're on the radio. They're saying, well, you should test him. And these are all women. You should test him and say, I'm going to go out tonight and get massages with Stephanie. You know, and see what he says. You know, just see if he has anything planned for you. Are you serious right now? Have we gotten to that point where you got to test the dude? I said, well, what? And then the other guy, the radio, the other guy's like, well, what if he does have something planned? They say, well, if he has something planned, then he's going to perk up. He's going to say, hold on, wait a minute. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's not going to perk up and say, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? He's going to let you go. He's going to be like, okay, if you're going to plan to go out to get massages with Stephanie, that means you don't want to spend Valentine's with me.
Mm.
So, ladies, in this one instance, what's the moral of this story? The moral of this story is cool your doggone jets, okay? Stop putting all that pressure on your man to, you know, to do this and to do that. And he got to take me out for candlelight dinner. And y'all should be doing that crap all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. If you got to wait till one time a year to put that kind of pressure on your man, then, man, something wrong with your relationship.
Right?
Relationships aren't just built on one holiday. You know, it ain't Christmas just one day a year. You know, it's not Thanksgiving just one day a year. That's why I'm not hung up on holidays. I love Thanksgiving, Christmas, and this and that. But I think it's a lot of commercialism behind all
of it. Well, it is. Right?
Even Valentine's
commercialism.
Day. Yeah. Even Valentine's Day, man. That's like,
when all the sales go up. All
like,
got
to
get these roses. They got to have fun some way to make them money.
You got to get these roses and you got to get this. You know what I found? Here's what I found. The best gift that you can give your significant other or your Valentine is their love, right? Give them love. Show them affection, right? And if you're not showing them love and affection throughout the year, then you ain't got no business trying to just say one year, this one day, I'm going to take you out and we're going to do the boom, boom real good.
Right.
You know, I'm going to take you to the hotel and we're going to eat and we're going to, and then you wake up the next morning, y'all mad at each other again. You know, y'all like, okay, back to business as usual.
Lifestyle, it's got to be a part of your life. And, you know, I believe that, you know, when it comes time to Valentine's, definitely it's for both, but there should be communication. Like Nate and I, we plan our time together. You know, I don't sit back and wait on Nate to say, okay, you know, or I wake up and it's like, boom, okay, da-da-da, this is what I got planned. We have moments like that throughout our relationship, but it's not just on Valentine's Day.
Right.
There's many moments in which he surprises me, many moments in which I surprise him. But something like literally, we come together and we communicate. And we say, okay, what are we going to do, you know, on this day? Well, and sometimes we don't feel like doing nothing, okay? Because we
you know we do too. You know we do too. The other day we went to, we were in the, we went down to the strip and we were at in the wing. You know, if you guys know what the strip is, strip here in Vegas has a bunch of big high end hotels, right? So we're at the Wynn Hotel and we went in there and we were gonna get some more perfume for Pam. She likes this certain perfume. And she went in and she got the perfume and I'm like, happy Valentine's Day, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, and we went down to the, walked down a little further, you know, walked into the Ferragamo shop, you know, and I saw some sunglasses. I'm like, ooh, I gotta have those. Those are nice.
Right?
And they were like $400 or something like that. Pam walked in. She was like, how do you like my, I said, how you like my sunglasses? She said, they're nice. She said, where's mine? I said, go, I said, well, are you? I mean, get some. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
I never buy sunglasses.
You know what I'm saying?
All y'all got to do is look at my page and see why this girl always got these same flipping sunglasses on. Because I don't care about them. Right? And that's me.
So every day,
but yeah.
Every day should be Valentine's Day, man. And honestly, it takes the stress the moral of this story is, man, it takes the stress off of the relationship.
Right.
When you're
Don't
doing
do
this all throughout the year. And, you know, for Valentine's Day, you know, here's what we got. We got Happy Valentine's
Thank
Day.
You, baby. Happy,
happy Valentine's Day.
Day.
We got two roses. We are perfectly content right now.
Right.
I got some, when Pam bought her some perfume, she bought me some cologne too, right? So I got cologne. When I bought me some sunglasses, she bought her some sunglasses too. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Right?
So now today is another day. You just show love to one another. Stop putting that pressure on your spouse. Stop putting that pressure on your loved ones.
Right?
I see I ain't getting no love on that, no hearts or nothing. Because I know what y'all gonna do. Y'all sitting there like, oh, he better buy me something. He better, if I don't get no roses at my job today.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, he ain't getting none tonight. And he's sitting back like, man, I got to send on roses, man. This is the conversations that, you know, men are having with one another. I got to send on roses, man, and she ain't going to give me none tonight. You know, and Pam, she know I am. And Pam tried to give me ultimatum. She tried to hold back on me. I'd be like, well, you know, keep it then. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't gonna beg you for it. You got to want to give it to me freely, you know. So that's the life that we live, man. But what are you guys doing on Valentine's Day? Some of you have plans now to go out. Pam and I tried to go out to it's coffee break. Pam and I tried to go out to Pam, you know, she woke up yesterday morning, she said, I want to go to the Stratosphere. Right, to the Stratosphere. And that's a restaurant that turns.
The top of the world.
Top of the world restaurant here in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, first, and I'm gonna tell you guys what, here's what procrastination gets you, right?
Yeah.
Here's what happens. She said,
right,
she looked at the reservation, right? Now, mind you,
oh,
it wasn't me. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't me saying, well, I got to find a place for us to eat.
Right.
I just found the place she wanted to go, and she started to make the reservation for it. You know, she was sitting around saying, I wonder if he's going to take me to dinner. I wonder what he's going to do. She like, let me figure out what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So she looked at the reservation. She's like, well, she said, you know, you want to eat at, you know, they got a reservation for 9:30 at the earliest. And I was like, well, that's kind of late to be eating. You know, I said, but, you know, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can eat at 9:30. You know, that's what people do in Vegas here, man. The strippers, you can't do a whole bunch here in Vegas. You can eat. They got a lot of restaurants, right?
My God, you can eat.
So she said, okay, let me see if I can find something. See if I can find something else that's earlier. So, you know, she hemmed and hawed about the 9:30. So that reservation was gone, right? Then looked up, she said, well, what about, now they got a reservation at 10:45? I was like, man,
why eat that late?
That's a long time. That's late. But I said, you know, but we'll do it. Heck, you know, we'll do it one day. You know, it ain't going to kill us, right? So she said, okay, well, let me call the restaurant. Let me see if I can get an earlier reservation, if this really is the only one they got. She called the restaurant. They said, no, if you see a 10:45, you should probably grab it. Pam went back, 10:45, gone. Right? Gone. So we had to sit in the restaurant, in the restaurant. Now, here's the deal. If you want it to be in the part that rotates, you got to get a reservation, right?
Right.
And it rotates like this fast.
To the point that we're sitting on the next level, and you're like, am I crazy? Like, for real?
Like,
it rotates like this here. And I'm like, that's not
exciting at
all. Like, that's not moving. I'm like, yes, sir. Why? Okay. Pay attention to them people. Eventually, they are not going to be sitting next to us.
I'm thinking that I'm getting ready to be turning in this joint like this here, you know? And we like, old man turning. And I'm like, what the heck? So we're sitting here watching the bottom part of them, like, and we're cool because we're eating good food here.
Right.
I'm like, so, but procrastination got us a seat in the part that didn't turn.
Right.
Right. So that's what happens in life is procrastination is assassination. That's what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination is the, what I don't know what's the saying.
Assassination of every dream.
Assassination of every dream, right? So. A lot of y'all right now, you're procrastinating. Some of y'all haven't done anything for Valentine's Day. Some of y'all ain't ordered no roses. Some of y'all ain't, and you don't know where you're going to eat tonight. And ain't no reservations at
the restaurant.
Some of y'all
might be staying home.
Some of y'all should be staying home. Because look, here's the reality. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm
saying, take the stress off of this day. Take the stress. Well, on Valentine's Day, Pam knows I don't like to be elbow to elbow in crowds of people. Right? I don't like to be like, I don't got no room. I'm real fuddy duddy about my space. Mm-hmm. Right? I have days I wake up, man, and I don't want nobody in my space. Period. And that's just me. Some days, you know, restaurant like tonight, man, I can only imagine how the restaurant is. Everybody get dressed up. Everybody going to be in there, you know, and they're going to be throwing food together for everybody. And I don't want to be a part of that. We did ours last night, right? So if we wanted to do it tomorrow, right, then we could celebrate Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Right.
So, guys, it's freedom in your life. The freedom in your life should help you make decisions that makes your life easier.
Absolutely.
Not harder,
right?
So don't put that stress. Ladies, because I'm going to tell you, it's just the ladies. I'm going to keep it 100. The fellas ain't stressing y'all like that. If y'all don't get a squat, we don't care. It's okay. We're not built up like that. But y'all, for some odd reason, it's like your man got to show you. He got to show you today that he loved me. He ain't got to show you any other day. But just today, he got to show me that he loved me. Who wants seasonal love? You know, so the moral of this, guys,
you want it every day.
Give it every day.
Like,
right? Yeah, except Pam always said every day.
Every day.
Every day. Not every day.
Every
day. She done broke that thing down in like 4 or 5 different
every syllables. Every day. Y'all know it.
So some of you are thinking about the person right now that is your love interest. Some of you don't have a love interest. And, man, you should be, if you're blessed to still have your parents here, then, you know, show them that love, you know. You know, I think that the kids these days, they tend to not, I'm not saying all the grown folks on this call, but kids these days tend to take parents for granted. And I can imagine when we were kids, our parents probably said the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, y'all don't understand that you would not be here if it were not for me.
Right.
So if nothing else, go show your parents some love. I know we got some flowers on the way, you know, to my mom. And I know Pop Mickens is going to have love today.
Absolutely.
So a lot of things gonna happen, but find somebody to express yourself to today, and tell them it's Valentine's Day. So we're talking about love, man.
And
we're
don't forget about self-love.
Self-love.
That's first and foremost.
Yeah, take yourself out to dinner.
Take yourself out.
You know, it's gonna look a little. It's gonna look a little crazy if you're sitting there by yourself tonight, though. But in any event,
don't worry about it.
Take yourself out to dinner. You know. You saying I don't care what
go
they
get
think.
A massage.
That's cool. Yeah, go get a massage. You know,
right?
I ain't telling you to go to the restaurant and sit at the table by yourself. That's gonna look a little, gonna look a little suspect. I'm just saying. I don't know. Y'all may get mad, but you know, go get you a massage. Go get you. Pam loves foot massages.
Oh my gosh.
She loves foot massages, right? So she always said, "Let's go down and get a foot massage." And honestly, I'm cool.
I mean, everywhere.
I'm cool with it. But the thing is, when you go get a foot massage, I tell Pam, don't go by yourself because Pam falls asleep. Getting a foot massage, right? And I'm like, man, you're going to wake up. You're going to be laying on a bed of ice and your kidneys and your spleen and your liver going to be gone. And your feet going to feel good, but everything else going to be gone, you know, because you fall asleep, you know. And I'm talking about her. And then we went to get a foot massage. You know, I'm waking up. I'm like, did I just fall asleep? These people rubbing on my feet and I fell asleep. You know, it's like a trigger point. And I'm like, this is not cool.
Right.
I don't want to be asleep in a chair with a stranger rubbing my feet. I don't. And you don't even enjoy it. You wake up and they be like, okay, hold on. They be like, you
man.
Didn't even do anything.
Right, man.
You know, they rub it on your foot like this here. I'm like, I could have did that. I'm like, I could have did that at home. Or to my own feet. You know, but Pam,
they wake you up, boy. These foot massages out here, they wake you up because when you get done with the foot massage, now they bending you in like pretzels and stuff like that.
They be in your back. I'm like, hey, what I signed up for, ladies? What you doing? You straddling over top of me, you know? I'm like, what in the world going on? I signed up for a foot massage. You know what I'm saying? Now you cracking my back.
Oh, God.
You know? So it's crazy, man, but go do something special. For yourself. You know what? I mean, I gave Pam her Valentine's Day foot massage 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. You know what I'm saying? I gave her a foot massage because I already knew. I massage. How long do you think I massage your feet?
I don't know because I fell asleep.
Did your feet feel good?
It felt better.
It felt better.
Yes.
So I gave her a 30-minute foot massage.
I know you did it.
Yeah, yeah, right. She'd be like, that's what she does. She wakes up and she's like, did you massage my feet? I'd be right. like, you doggone right, my hands. See my hands? Oh.
That's when that alleviate comes into play.
Right. Now I'm offended because you ain't lying. Then massage your feet, man.
Right.
So go massage your some feet. Don't suck on no toes, but massage some feet, okay? Let me stop because somebody gonna suck on some toes tonight, and somebody gonna be mad at me for saying that. So, but we can't please everybody. This is the realest show ever. And that's what we do. We have fun. Our company, one of our company mottos is we get more done having fun.
Absolutely.
Right?
And we do.
You know, that's what we want to do.
That's what life is about. You got to have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what I want to do. If you're on this broadcast, Facebook Live, Instagram, okay, if you can tell the person that actually tells us, okay, gives us what they're doing tonight, put in chat what you're doing tonight, right? What would you like to do tonight, right? And the best one, we're going to give away a $50 gift certificate, a $50 gift card, right? That'll be a Visa card or something. So put the best one. What do you want to do tonight that would really set you off tonight? You'd be like, man. It's got to be something different. You're gonna have to reach down a little bit, right? I just want to go to dinner. I just want. That's it. No, I'm talking about what do you really want to do that you want your spouse to do for you? Don't put nothing nasty in there, okay? We ain't talking about no nasty stuff. You got to keep that to yourself, all right? So put that in there, and we'll give away $50 to the person that has the best one in here, all right? So let's see what we got.
They got to take their time to do that.
Take their time.
They got to take a moment to think about
that,
right?
Because some of y'all was already getting ready to put the nasty stuff in there.
No, they wasn't going to do that.
You sure?
No.
No. I already said somebody sucking on toes. So that kind of opened up the floodgate. But anyway, man, you know, Valentine's Day is most certainly, man, here. And hopefully you guys are doing something. That is going to spark your relationship, man, because somebody out there has you going through something in your relationship right now. And, you know, what I'm saying to the ladies is don't sit around and wait for your man to do for you, to give you something. Be the giver, you know, be the person. Say, you know what, baby, I got something planned for us tonight. Right. This is what I want to do. And let's do this. And I can all but promise you he's going to say, OK, because our core value is that we want to please our women. Right. We want our women to be happy. They always say, you know, happy wife, you know, happy life. Right. So we want, you know, you guys to be happy. So when you tell us what you want to do and you make the plans, we know it's something that you want to do. We're going to be all game. Right. Don't put that pressure on him like that. You know, and then now you're mad at him because he didn't do anything, right? You're mad at him because he didn't plan what you wanted to plan. Oh, girl, all he did was gave me a call. He ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So. No, and that's good. But, you know, and I say this to the men, okay? To the men, because I agree with Nate 100%. But to the men, yes, I agree that there needs to be that communication, ladies. We don't want to put the pressure, you know, on the men, but men too.
Yeah, you still got to step up.
You got to step up. You got to take some initiative. Okay, don't just be sitting back, depending upon the woman to figure it all out. No, you got to take some initiative. It has to be a lifestyle for real. To where, you know, because as women, we like surprises. Okay, mm-hmm. we like to make sure that, you know, love is shown in different ways. And so as women, we definitely need that, you know, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day. So we love the surprises. We love the, you know, keeping the relationship that spark and that, you know, interested. So, you know, you can't just sit back and make excuses. Okay. All right. You got to know that, yes, as a man, you just got to step up and do it. But I think for real, it works both ways. For real. And that's what we're saying. You know, when you have a relationship, it works both ways. The both of you have to be building that foundation, keeping it strong, keeping the spark going so it works both sides. It can't be one-sided in a relationship. It's got to come from the male, and it's got to come from the female. And when you do that, now it brings that balance that's necessary, and that spark just continues to spark, continues to flame up, and then you can see that the relationship just continues to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's how it really becomes a lifestyle change, because one's not sitting back waiting on the other one, but there's that communication, and there's that understanding, and there's that that knowing that, you know what, we each play a part in this relationship. So therefore, there's certain things that we got to do in order to keep that flame flaming, in order to keep that relationship alive, in order to, you know, keep things, you know, flourishing in the way that God wants our relationships to flourish. So it works both ways. It can't just be one-sided. And that's what a strong relationship is about, you know, all day long. God first, family, you know, everything else, and just really knowing that you got to continue every single day and not take one another for granted, because that can begin to happen depending upon how long you've been together. You know, you have to really treat your relationship like it's fresh and new every single day. Every day, you got to, that's how you keep the vibrancy. That's how you keep the love growing. That's how you fight through the challenges that come your way, the ups and the downs, and the things that really can tear a relationship apart. But when you work on your relationship every day and never take one each other for granted, now what's going to happen is when those challenges, those hurdles, those battles that come your way through, you know, the things that tear relationships up, for real, finances, we don't been through, you know, all of that, you know, and the different things that can definitely bring a relationship down because of the fact that you're working on it daily, you end up strengthening the core, the root, the foundation, and then the things that come your way, nothing can shake you, nothing can break you, you know, and it's unfortunate that many times it does not happen. That's why divorce rates are so high, you know, in America, because of the fact that, you know, the foundation is not there, and it does not become a lifestyle change to where you're working on it every single day, but you find yourself in a position, and now when the things that come your way, because they're going to come your way, start to come your way, they shake you, and what happens is the love can be, the relationship can be affected in a negative way when you don't have that strength, you know, together.
Let me break that down in layman's terms for y'all.
Well, mine was in layman's terms?
Yeah, you can plug that in right there, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yours is lame. Yours is, you know, it was politically.
I'm political. Correct. I'm just saying, it's true.
It was politically. It's true. No, that's true. That's true.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
It was politically correct. And you know, but here's the thing. You know, sometimes people just stop liking each other. All right. And it's funny because I said that to my daughter was joking around the other day. She said somebody, she always says, "Dad, you don't," she said, you don't love me. And I said, "No, I love you. I just sometimes don't like what you do."
Right.
Right. And that's synonymous of people, right? Agape love.
Oh, no.
Oh, because you plugged in.
Yeah, because I plugged that thing in.
Okay. So yeah, it's that agape love that God calls us to. That we're supposed to love people, period. And I think that's one of our core values at TLC. We love each other, period. So everybody loves everybody, and that's just the love of God, that we're love of Christ that we're supposed to have for everybody. We're supposed to love people like that. But it's entirely possible to love somebody, period, but just dislike what they do, right? That happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you don't love them. When you say you don't love somebody, that means you wish ill fate to them. It's like you don't care if they live or die, right? You know, I said, just I don't even love you. But we're talking about the love that transcends the physical. We're talking about the spiritual love, and everybody should love each other, period,
right,
in that regard. But man, let's just keep it 100 in relationships. Sometimes any type of ship, because we always talk about relationships on this show, any type of ship, man, takes work. It takes work. And the reality is sometimes in that ship, okay, there's some SHIT too, with the T in the end. that you have to deal with. And sometimes it's not what you like. Doesn't mean you don't love that person. Doesn't mean you don't value the time that you had together, right? But sometimes because of the things that that person is doing, it causes you to drift away from that person,
right?
And when that happens, just like, you know, in your relationship, just take your spouse right now. Like, I don't, there's some things that I do that I do that Pam doesn't like. There are some things that Pam does that I don't like. Right. But I tell her.
Right.
I say, well, it's communication. And that's one of the things that we want to bring out.
You can't have one side of communication.
If you
got
one
side of communication and you can never voice your feelings, then that's not a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to tell me my shortcomings.
There's no relating there. Okay.
Right.
So there's a lack of communication. So anytime that happens, it's not gonna last. You can only do it for so long, for real. There's no communication.
It's like a dictatorship.
Right. There you go. That's the type of shit.
Yeah. That's dictatorship is bad.
There you go.
Right.
That's right.
Dictatorship is bad because you got, if I'm always dictating to Pam and telling her what she should do, and she can never tell, I can tell her what her shortcomings are, but I can't handle when she tells me what mine are.
Right.
That's a dictatorship.
That's a dictatorship.
Right?
That's
I'm telling her everything that I'm like, that dictatorship is terrible. You don't want a person to actually be telling you one-sided.
Right.
This is you jacked up in this way, that way, and that way.
Right.
And then as soon as that person turns around and tells you, right, that there's something wrong, here's what I don't really like about you. It's vindictive. Right. But they're really voicing their opinion. And it's not what's being said. It's the fact that there's some common ground there that it can be said on.
Right.
So here's the thing. If you can dish it out, you can take it.
Absolutely.
Right. So Pam will tell you, she knows that, you know, one of the things that I do, man, there's sometimes, you know, I go through moments that, you know, I don't like, my space is an issue for me. Right. Sometimes I want my physical space. Like, you know, sometimes I don't want people sitting right next to me. Right. I don't want people right up under me. And she knows that. Right. And she can kind of tell when I'm in one of the moments. Right. Because she may be in there, you know, and I may be out here, and she'd be like, you ain't going to come in here and sit next to me. I'm like, no, I'm cool. I'm cool. You know, and the reality is, I know if I go in there and sit down there with her, then yes, I'm going to get drugged into her stuff. And I can't do my stuff. So we know this common ground, right? You know, so it's about knowing the person that you're in a relationship with.
Right.
But no matter what it could be a friendship, whatever it is, a partnership, it has to be common ground. It can't be your way or the highway.
No, it can't.
Right? You got to allow the person to do what they want. Yeah, a person has to feel free in the relationship. And they have to feel as if, you know, I have stake in this. I have skin in the game. I can actually give voice input,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you take it and consider it. Not that you sit there and just listen to me and say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but we're still not going to do that. You know, we're going to do this anyway.
Right.
It takes time, and it takes commitment and dedication to actually become humble enough. Because if you've been by yourself for a long time, then now you all of a sudden you're in a relationship. And then now you gotta see both sides. Now you gotta learn to gel together. And sometimes that's hard. And you know, if you take the premise from relationship to relationship, the principles that you need to have, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're in a marriage. I don't care if you're dating somebody. I don't care if it's a friendship. Whatever it is, the principles are all the same.
Right.
There has to be a level playing field when it comes to communication. And some people allow themselves to get stuck in things and don't know how to get out. We talked about that on a previous show.
Right.
So in a relationship, some of you right now, somebody's listening to this show right now, and you know you're not in a good place with your spouse. You know, you don't you don't know how to tell them, right? You don't know how to start the dialogue. And there's a saying that, you know, Pam always says, and she says, the only way to change things is to change things. So, you know, and we always also say, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's everything.
Yeah, that's everything. When a person feels they're being belittled and talked down to, then you're never going to, it's like slapping somebody and telling them I'm sorry and then slapping them again, you know, and then tell them I didn't slap you. You know, and you're demeaning them, you're belittling them when you're not giving them the respect that they should have.
Right.
Now here's the thing that I want to bring out about people in general and about relationships. Respect is always initially given, right? In a relationship, in any type of shit. Respect is always initially given. You don't know the person. You don't know what they stand for. You don't know who they are, right? Mm-hmm. So you give the initial respect. I'll give a homeless person on the street respect because I don't know who they were, right? Even though they're homeless now, I'm not going to disrespect them because they're homeless, right? So I don't know their story. There's something happened in their life for them to get to that point. So I don't know, so I'm not going to prejudge them. Right. So like in any relationship, you respect a person, but that person has the ability to keep that respect and build on it or destroy it and lose it. Right. So we always say that respect is initially given, but the continued respect is earned.
Right.
And I think a lot of people think that you can't lose, that you should always respect, you know. Yeah, the same was respect your elders. Respect your there's some older people that are crazy. It's reality. There's some people just because they're older than you, it don't mean you respect them, right? Just because they have more money than you, don't mean you respect them, right? Just because they open the door for you, respect that. But then you turn around and see somebody, they slam the door in somebody else's face, you know. So you just lost respect for that person. So you got to know that, and I'm saying this for self-analyzation, right? For you to analyze yourself, right? Because what you do matters. So if you're analyzing you, you're saying, okay, how am I actually putting my best foot forward so that people, so I don't lose my respect?
Right.
So it's never the saying that says, well, I'm going to do whatever I want to do and I don't care what y'all think. And that sounds good, and that sounds like it's super, super free, right? I make the statement on the show that this is the realest show ever, right? And we're going to say some things that are going to make some people mad, say some things that are going to make some people glad. But at the end of the day, you can't please everybody.
Right.
But you do what you do based on your principles, based on your values, based on your character, your integrity.
Right.
And if you're doing everything based on what you think is right, then what you put out is what you're going to get in.
Absolutely.
Right? And you're going to attract the people that has those same values, and those people are going to respect you. Right? But if you don't respect something that a person's doing, right, you can love them, but you just dislike what you're doing.
Right.
I dislike what you're doing. So that means just because I respect you, it doesn't mean that just because I love you doesn't mean I keep staying in that thing and allow you to slap me. Right? I'm just going to stand there. Okay. You said that you're going to be till death do us part. Yeah, okay, but I'm not gonna let you keep kicking me.
Right.
Right. Not gonna stand on this thing and allow you to keep punching me in the face. So it's about the communication. I'm gonna tell you what I don't like, but I'm also gonna tell you what I do like. Right.
Right. And work both ways. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can't just always bring out the negative and never bring out the positive. Right.
Right.
But communication is key, and many times it doesn't happen, and that's a huge issue. You know, you can't keep things on the inside. And if you feel like you're in a position to where you can't communicate, what do you have? If it's one-sided, like I said, then it's not going to last for long, because you have to be able to communication bridges the gap for real. And, you know, otherwise what happens is you start to keep things on the inside, and you feel like you can't relay your truth, your feelings or anything. And then what happens is that stuff just starts to compound, you know, and then one day this is going to create something to where you're just going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're just going to say, forget about it, you know, or what have you, or you're going to explode or something. So you got to be able to communicate. It cannot be one-sided, because when you're able to communicate, now you have, for real, a relationship. You have a ship that can continue to sail. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that ship is going to eventually sink because it's one-sided. And relationships don't work one-sided ways, okay?
Right.
If you, just like you said, if I can't talk to my husband or to whoever it is that's in my life, and but yet he can tell me, or whoever can tell me this and tell me that, then we don't really have nothing here, for real. And so it just like Nate said, it's a dictatorship. And at that point in time, you know, hey, dictatorships, that's not, you're going to, number one, it's bondage, okay? All right? It's not the freedom that God has created us to have in life. So therefore, eventually you're going to get sick and tired of being in bondage, and you're going to want your freedom, and you're going to do what's necessary. Once you for real realize what you got and the things that you need to accomplish, then you're going to figure out, okay, what do I need to do in order to get free? So you got to communicate. Communication is going to be the very thing that continues to keep that ship sailing, that continues to keep the growth, the relationship, the foundation to becoming even stronger and stronger, because you're fighting together. You understand that things are going to happen, but you're talking about it. You're communicating about it. You know, you're on the same page about it, and now you can figure it out and you can get through it and you can fix it, knowing that it's just a part of the process. It's a part of the journey, something that together you got to overcome in order to now get through it, so that now you got a story that you can talk about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Communication is key, and we always talk about how you build it is how you have to maintain it. And we're big on in the initial, right? Let's think back. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a trip down memory lane. All right. Think back on the reason why you fell in love or was attracted to your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think back on that, right?
Or your mate, or
whoever it is.
So even
the friendship, whatever the case may be, right? So then you ask them to do the same thing. Think back on at the time when you first saw me and you were attracted to me. What attracted you to me? And when you get those two answers, now it becomes the self-analyzation that you have to have. What's different? Because everybody changes. I'm not saying that you're going to be still 110 pounds and, you know, still have all your teeth and all your smell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all know me. I'm going to cut up. But, you know, there's some things that are going to change.
Oh,
but the
God.
Core thing, I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, yeah, for men, you know, yeah, you know, there's some things that we aesthetically like because we're aesthetic, right? And women tend to be a lot more, they're more about security and how you make them feel and things of that nature. Initially, we get to that, but it's, you know, we're attracted visually because God created women different than he created men for different reasons. But when you think about that thing that you had or that you were doing when you first met them, fellas, some of y'all went all out to get her, right? You went all out to get her. You know, you bringing her roses and you taking her out to eat every night and money ain't no problem. And, you know, you look at your bank account, you spending everything you got, you know, I'm not trying to impress her. But as soon as you get her, you don't do those things anymore, because now it's like I got her and I can have her anytime I want to have her.
Mm.
So you stop doing it. So think about how you got it. And that's how you have, that's what you're going to have to do to keep it.
Right.
So if
we talk about it all the time, how you build it.
How you build it is how you have to maintain it.
How you got to maintain it.
Right. So, but it takes a grounded person to understand that there's an ebb and flow in relationships.
Right.
There's you may be with a person and there's always deal breakers. Don't get me wrong. There's things that people can do to you that it's just a deal breaker.
Right.
And you have to figure out what those deal breakers are in your life.
Right.
And you say, okay, I definitely will never tolerate this.
Right.
Okay. And make that a deal breaker. And if they break it, then the deal is broken. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
But the change happens with people over time, right? People aren't always the same person that they were when you met them, right? Right. So they change. It's your thing is to figure out how much of that change is tolerable.
Right.
Right. And does it still fit in line with me? That's what compromise is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You never compromise your values and your integrity. But there's compromise because everything is still within a tolerable limit. All right. I can deal with that. I'm not going to try to change them because that's who they're evolving to be. But I can deal with that. Right. So if there's certain things that he or she liked, you know, when didn't like when you got with them initially or you became their friend, then all of a sudden those things start to change, then essentially that makes them a different person, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes them a different person. You just have to make up your mind whether or not you want to be with that person or not. And things start to, people start to, this these are the things that make people start to drift apart, right? And they drift apart because, you know, people find out that, you know what, at first I didn't like that. You know, now I kind of think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know, like if I'm not going to give any crazy examples, you know, but if what I liked about Pam is that, you know, is that she never talked down to me. She never yelled at me when we talked. It was never a deep end for her. I like that about her, and that has never changed, right? Yeah, we had our drop down, drag out arguments that first, you know, 5-6 years. Yeah, we had those arguments. We're no different than anybody else, right? So, but it was never. Right. We always understood. Don't say anything.
That's right.
That you don't mean,
mm-hmm.
because once you say it, you can't take it back.
Right.
So,
and we also learned. And I guess from our upbringing or what have you, you know, never go to bed angry.
That's a hard one.
So,
I'm gonna be straight up with you.
We worked
hard.
On that. We had to work on that,
yeah,
you know,
hard,
and everything. And,
that's hard. Yeah.
And
the best thing to do is just don't get angry.
Yeah, because Nate is one of those people when you push it, and I know what buttons to push, and I know when to stop. And he know the same thing with me, right? But when you push him all the way over the edge, you gotta leave him be.
I'm slow to anger.
You gotta leave him be in his little position. Okay, like I can't, but me, I'm that person to where like, okay, if we disagree, because we don't at this point stage in our lives, 31, almost 31 years, we don't argue, you know, for real. Like we don't argue. Like it's, and he might think one way and I think another, and we're having a conversation why I think this and that. And our kids think that it's an argument because they've never heard us like argue, like for real. That's one thing that we never wanted to do, even in our beginning years. So our kids never saw us disagree at all. So they think us having a conversation, discussing something, to where he's like, "Well, I think we should do it this way. Well, I think we should do it this way." And then we're like, "Okay," and we come to an agreement, you know, with it. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, you just have to have that understanding. To knowing,
yeah, because she knows which buttons to push.
Yeah,
with me, because I am slow to anger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll remove myself from.
So he's not gonna come back around real quick.
Yeah, I'm slow to anger.
But me, I'll be like, hey, okay, you know, if I had pushed him over the edge, I'd be like, all right,
oh no,
but what's
no.
next? Where we going?
Yeah, no, yeah, see what she does.
Girl,
is, let me tell you what.
Please,
let me tell you what. Pam,
I don't
want
to go nowhere with you right
Pam,
now.
And you tell me if I'm lying. Pam, we'll start talking about something, right? And Pam will start pushing those buttons, right? And I'll be like, well, and I'll tell her this. I'll be like, well, let's not talk about that anymore because this is starting to aggravate me, right? I'll tell her, right?
Yeah.
I'll say this is starting to aggravate me, and she'll be like, yeah, you know, but yeah. I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, baby, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right?
I'll be like, baby, I said let's just table this because it's not working out. I don't see what you're saying. You know, and you don't see what I'm saying, and it's not good. And, you know, the way it's transpired right now, I'm starting to get a little angry, right? And I'll tell her that. And she knows at that point, when I say it twice, she should say, okay, let's table this discussion for another time, right? Because this is the point I need time to think about what was said,
right?
I need time to think about it. I may come back later, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I thought about that. You're right. But at the moment, the way it was being presented, I didn't like it,
right?
So, but if she pushes me to that point, right, and she starts to say things that push me over the edge. I'm slow to anger, but
right,
I'm
look,
not quick
no.
to.
Yeah,
I can't
okay,
go
cool.
from hot to cold.
But,
right,
let's talk about this right now.
yeah. Let's talk about that. I'll be like, okay. I say, look, and then she'll say something I don't like, and I say, okay. So you got me here now. You got me here. So let's go ahead on and do this thing. And then she don't want to do it no more. And she's like, okay, nah. She says, no, I'm good. I'm like, I say, no. You don't got me all worked up. You got me all worked up now. I'm here. Okay,
right.
So let's go ahead on and do this thing, right?
So
now she knows that now she can't. I'm not just going to go from hot to cold, right? I got to have a cool off period.
Right.
And I know I'm not the only person like that, right? Because people that are typically slow to anger, when you get them to that point, they're
right.
not the people that you really want to mess with.
Right. I mean, that's me.
So, yeah.
Like,
so
real.
I'm like,
I'm
telling you, this is not going to work
I'm
out.
I'm very quiet.
What do you think is going to work out?
But and I could take a lot. I could take a whole lot. But I promise you, and I'm not that person that's going to be very vocal with anything, but when you push me too far, I'm just done. Like, for real. I can take a whole lot.
She can take too much. Sometimes.
Way too much to the point of being run the flip freaking over. Okay? All right? I take a whole lot. But when you push me to that point where I just can't do it no more.
And that's another thing that, you know, we can touch on to end the show. That's another thing we touch on, because this show is going long. The last thing we touch on in the show, because we did touch on this a little bit on another show.
Right.
We talked about your switchability. Right. We talked about how fast do you make a change.
Right.
Right. Because it's detrimental to your success.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to, if your switchability is off.
Right.
So how do you make a change? How do you communicate? You know, the things that don't sit well with you. You know, how are you doing that? Because if you sit back for too long. And you take things and internalize it, it'll make you an angry person, right? And if it makes you angry, then you're not good for anybody around you, especially your family.
Uh-huh.
So how fast, you know, how much do you absorb? When is enough enough? Because when you're losing time, when you're constantly, you know, giving and allowing everybody to, you know, imprint what they want on you, and you're never really doing what you want. What you're doing is you're wasting time.
Right.
And you're not wasting anyone else's time. You're wasting your time.
Right.
And so people will call me, they say, well, you know, you're direct. You know, yeah, I'm decisive because my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit and, you know, I don't want to be insensitive because it's how I say it. I'm going to tell you, you know, what I think. And let's get the problem. What's the problem? Now let's get the solution.
Right.
There's no sense in talking about the problem repeatedly. Let's figure out how to move forward, because it's not only your time that's being taken up. It's my time.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? So mm-hmm. In the spirit of moving forward as quick as possible, because time is precious, need the time to work on the solution. Let's get to it quick. And let's be, I'm very decisive. That right. I don't like people that can't make decisions.
Right.
If you can't make a decision on anything, then that's a problem. Right. Yeah. You don't know the basic things. Like, you know, it's like the fire's burning in the oven hot, and you say, should I touch? You know, you think I should touch that fire? And I know that's a very basic analogy,
mm-hmm.
but. Sometimes it feels that way.
Right.
You know, you think, you know, it's cold outside. You think I'll need a jacket? You know, that's up to you. But it's that type of stuff that irritates me. So, and Pam knows that,
yeah.
Right? But Pam is the type of person Pam wants some buy-in from me. And I get that she wants me to help her make some decisions. And I'm cool. There are times I want Pam to help me make decisions, right? But I can remember us being in Houston. Remember in Houston, we were trying to get dressed for the All Black affair.
Oh yeah.
Pam had three dresses.
Well, you talk about New Orleans.
New Orleans. She had three dresses, and I'm just sitting there.
It's like
I brought one black suit. Now, ladies, I know. Pam had three dresses. Now I'm sitting there like, why she got three dresses? What's the world? And so she went in. Now, we're late, right? This is where we came late, right? We're late. And I'm sitting there like, I'm dressed. Pam's like, which one of these dresses you think I should wear? Guys, all the dresses looked exactly alike.
Look exactly alike. There was something a little different about each.
One had the left shoulder out. One had the right shoulder out. You know what? One was a little open back, and I'm like, yo, she was like, which one should I wear? It just depends on what part of your body you want to show.
You stupid.
So, and I was in there like, baby, make a decision. I said, do you want me to decide? She was like, yeah. She said, tell me which one to wear. And I said, wear the one with your left arm out. No, I don't like the way that arm look. I like this.
I was like, why do you ask me?
But man, That's real life stuff,
though. I do have my moments.
It happens, but you have to know. And you have to make light of it, because if I don't start making a joke of it, it'll irritate me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's like, why do we have to be late to everything we go to?
Yeah, man.
But
yeah,
I've been doing good, though.
You
There's
have
many times in which I'm at the door and you're not.
You have your moments. Yep. here's what Pam will do. Pam will be like, okay, I'm like, babe, we gotta go. It's time to go. You know, we're late. Boom, boom, boom. You gotta go. Boom. And she's like, okay, I'm coming. You know, she says, I'm ready. And I'm like, you don't have your shoes on. You don't even have your dress even zipped up. How are you ready? Right? And then we'll get to the car.
Stop it, Karen.
We'll get to the car. We'll get out to the truck. And I'll get it. We get ready to go. And I say, oh man, I left my glasses. Know what she say? You're gonna make us late. Look, now he's going to make us late. And I'm like, nah, I'm the one making it late because I got to go grab my glasses. So it's just the funny things. And have to make light.
It's the truth.
You have to make light of, you know,
like
the inefficiencies in your relationship. Because Pam knows, I'm like that person. Like, I'll tell you, I'm real. We always say, don't go to bed angry. Man, that's hard. So if you get angry, for me, when I get angry, it takes me a lot to get angry. But when I get angry, I ain't just gonna cool off. And I'm like TDJ. TDJ said, man, I can get so mad. I don't wanna talk. I can get on that little seam on the bed. He said, right that edge of the bed that's like this big. He said, and if I position my body just right, I can balance myself on the seam of that bed. And I'm sitting there with that visual. I'm just like, the TDJ balancing himself? That's not in the same sentence. But he said he can do it. And that's how it is sometimes.
Right.
Because when you work me up to get to that point,
right?
Like, and that's not just with Pam. Guys, that's with any situation.
Yeah.
Right? With any situation, I'll sit there and I'll get the benefit of the doubt. But at that point, when it stops serving me, is when I remove myself.
Right.
I'm not asking anybody else to. I just know what serves me. If it don't serve me, if it's not edifying me, if I don't feel like it's feeding my spirit, then I'm not going to be a part of it.
Right? Yeah.
And that's just how it is, man. But we've been on here a while.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys hanging
in
there with us.
We got bags packed.
But yeah, we do got
bags. We did the latest me today.
I know. But I bet I'll be packed before you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But man, we love y'all. Let's see what song we can play for y'all, man. We got to do the contest.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it. Oh, so, we're going to do it now or we're going to pick it later?
We got to do it now.
Okay, let's see.
We
got to
pick it now.
Well, let's see. I think, let me see. I'm going to tell you what I think we need to do because we put it out there and we got two comments. Let's see. I'm going to pick up some flowers. Jamie says, I'm going to pick up some flowers and write my daughter a special message in her book and massage my feet with some Alleviate and work on my vision board. All right.
You going to massage your own feet?
She's going to massage her own feet.
I'm going to need for you to write a
and
quick manual.
We're going to need you.
Teach Pam how to massage her own feet.
No, don't
Pam
write
can't
that
reach
manual.
Her feet. Pam can't reach her feet.
Don't
I think
write.
Something's wrong.
Don't she write can't that reach manual. Feet. I can reach my feet, but I don't want to reach them.
That's what it is.
I put lotion on them every day.
Right, right.
Right? That's beautiful. And what we want you to do, don't work on your vision board. Finish that vision board, okay? And then we got Sean Jackson Hughes who says, I want to get rid of the girls, find a good movie, get some simple food, and chill with my husband. It's way overdue. Just us time. Love it. Right?
Us time. You got to get us time has to happen. Before
uh-huh.
Valentine's Day. Hopefully you got that message,
then
Sean.
We,
I know you did.
Then we have Gemma. I don't ask for much. All I want is for my spouse to not answer the phone and talk car parts during our quality time. I love it. Yes. So we said,
we're gonna look at these guys and we'll give you guys like maybe 15 more minutes. And what we're gonna do is we'll announce the winner on the Grind's Facebook page. So if you don't follow the Grind's Facebook page, then you won't know if you won or not. Okay. So we'll announce the winner on the Grind Facebook page, man, and we'll make sure we get that card out to you guys.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Right. Pokemon. I know that's right. All right. So anyway, we want to say thank you again for jumping on the Grind on this Extra Love Day, right? We call Valentine's Day. Definitely take the time to give love. What the world needs for real is love, sweet love. It's not just for some, but for anybody, for everyone, right? For everyone. Y'all remember that song? That's like our, what the world needs now is, isn't that like, that's like the, I wonder if that's like one of the anthems. I can't remember, but I remember that from school. But anyway, y'all, make it a great day. Make it an amazing day. Go out, give love, show more love, enjoy your day, take time for self-love, and definitely make sure that you join us back on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, as we bring forth another amazing show. So y'all have a great weekend. Let us know what you're doing out there. Hey, we'll see y'all next time. Appreciate you. Oh, yeah.